ever wished you could just, you know, slice through the wind on the golf course, maybe nail that perfectly controlled shot, or navigate some really tricky terrain like a pro.
Yeah, those tough lies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, today we're diving deep into mastering the art of hitting a golf ball low.
Ah, a crucial skill.
Right. Our mission is basically to unpack the sources on this, distill those crucial nuggets that'll give you an edge, especially thinking about those varied, often windy South African courses.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's get into it.
What's fascinating here, I think, is how these fairly subtle adjustments can unlock entirely new levels of course management.
Right.
It's really not just about brute force or power. It's much more about precision, about control. And that's vital for adapting, you know, adapting to all the different conditions you find across South Africa.
And coastal links to high veld. Yeah.
Exactly. Big difference.
So we've touched on control as the big picture.
Yeah.
Often that starts with the clubs themselves, right?
Definitely.
When we're aiming for that lower trajectory, what's the thinking on club choice? What should we be reaching for?
Well, for those flatter trajectories, the key insight really is leaning towards lower lofted irons. We're talking your 3 or 4 irons typically.
Okay.
These are just invaluable, especially against strong winds. Think Fancourt, think Durban, those coastal spots.
It's been breezy there.
Oh, yeah. They help your ball cut through that wind, giving you control you might not expect. And for a versatile alternative, maybe look at hybrids.
Ah, hybrids. Good shout.
Yeah, especially on blustery days, say along the Wild Coast Sun, they kind of blend the distance of woods with the control of irons. They naturally promote a lower flight, too.
Makes sense. And what about closer in, those tricky little shots around the green? Is there a specific club for that low control chip or pitch?
Absolutely. For that pinpoint accuracy near the greens, a pitching wedge or maybe even a gap wedge is indispensable. They let you execute really precise, low shots, which is just crucial on South African greens known for speed and undulations. Gary Player Country Club comes to mind.
Fast greens there.
Lightning fast sometimes. It's about getting the ball down quickly, letting it release and roll out.
Okay, so beyond the clubs, I'm really curious how our own body setup, our stance, plays into this.
Right.
For hitting it low, what are the key adjustments?
Your stance is, well, it's fundamental. To encourage that downward strike you need for a lower flight, you want the ball positioned slightly back in your stance.
Further back than normal.
Just a bit, yeah. It might feel a little counterintuitive if you're thinking distance, but it's the secret to that penetrating flight.
Okay.
That really helps on varied South African fairways. And crucially, shift more of your weight onto your front foot.
More forward.
Definitely. Mm. That actively helps you hit down on the ball. And for better control, better stability, especially on tricky links courses like, say, the links at Fancourt, try a slightly narrower stance.
Interesting. Narrower for stability.
Yeah, it helps keep things compact and controlled.
Right. It seems like a lot of golfers, maybe instinctively, try to sort of muscle the ball low, force it down.
Yeah, common mistake.
But how do subtle swing changes, the less obvious ones, make a difference for these low shots?
Oh, they're essential. Because the goal isn't force, it's control, right?
Right.
So implementing a shorter backswing really helps maintain that lower trajectory, reduces the risk of overswinging, losing control, vital around places like Knysna or Leopard Creek where weather can change.
Shorter backswing. Feels like less power, though.
It feels like it, but you gain so much accuracy. And then a controlled follow through is just as important. Keep it lower, shorter, prevents the club scooping the ball up.
Oh, okay.
Really useful in windy spots, like the Eastern Cape, maybe. Helps the ball stay down and roll out. And finally, hands ahead of the ball at impact.
What does that mean, exactly?
Your lead wrist, basically, is slightly ahead of the club head when you strike the ball. It encourages that penetrating flight. Super important on fast greens or across varied terrains, you know, from the Magaliesberg Hills to the flatter Northern Cape.
Got it. Hands forward, shorter backswing, controlled finish.
That's the core of it.
So, what does this all boil down to for a specific situation, like needing a special shot to get out of trouble? Tell us about the punch shot.
Ah, the punch shot. Yeah, it's a real game changer for wind or getting under obstacles.
How's it work?
Key elements are a firm grip, helps control the club face, a slightly more crouched posture, lowers your center of gravity, keep the club face just slightly closed or de-lofted at address.
Okay.
And a level swing path is vital, not too steep up or down. It's incredibly useful on windy courses, Royal Cape, for instance, or navigating hazards, maybe at Durban Country Club. Ball position, always slightly back in the stance for this one.
Right. The ball back seems consistent for low shots.
It really is key.
So beyond the technique itself, how do we actually practice this effectively?
Yeah.
And then apply it strategically on the course, especially with South Africa's unique conditions?
Practice is everything. Targeted drills are vital. Try hitting balls under a rope or alignment stick. Held out forces that low trajectory.
Good visual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simulate windy conditions. Maybe head to a range on a breezy day like you'd get at Arabella. Practice hitting low targets for accuracy. And crucially, practice from different lies. Bunkers, sloping terrain.
Common.
Say, very common. From the Drakensberg right across to the Free State. And this brings up a big question. How do you actually use this on the course?
Yeah, the strategy part.
It's about reading the wind properly, assessing the terrain, you know, and then consciously choosing that low shot to avoid hazards, maybe run the ball up to a green instead of flying it all the way.
Smart golf.
Exactly.
And for that final layer, that sort of mastery, what can we learn from watching the pros?
Oh, definitely watch the pros. Observe South African legends, Ernie Els, Gary Player. They were masters of ball flight control in all sorts of conditions.
Consider mastery.
And study tournaments like the South African Open. Mm. Watch how they handle low shots under pressure, how they strategize based on the course. It's often more thoughtful than just bombing it.
So really, mastering these low shots, it's a whole package deal, isn't it?
Totally.
Choosing the right clubs, tweaking your stance, adjusting the swing, knowing that punch shot, deliberate practice, and then tying it all together with smart course management.
Exactly. You've nailed it. The true mastery isn't just hitting the shot. It's understanding why you're hitting it and when it's the best play.
Right.
It's more than just technique. It's about becoming a smarter, more thoughtful strategist out there, reading the situation, picking the right tool.
A strategist on the course.
Right.
I like that. So as you, our listener, head out to the greens next, maybe consider this. What single element of your game stance, swing, club choice will you adjust first to really start controlling your ball's trajectory? Something to think about.